This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
This is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast. We're coming to you from New Griffin Park here. Leicester have come down here and they've scuppered us as we were 1-0 up, but they got a goal to equalise and it's 1-1. Brentford won, Leicester won. Wasn't the result that we really wanted. And to be quite honest with you, the way we battered them in the first half, we should have been well and truly clear. But at the end of the day, we're sharing the points. We haven't lost. We're still on our second unbeaten run, big unbeaten run of the season. And a little bit disappointing, but we've got to put away them chances, don't we?
Yeah, I thought we were the better team, especially first half. I thought we had some good performances. I thought Hickey was very good today. But yeah, I mean, I felt, as you said to Adam, that I felt I was being gaslit by the referee. Because every time I thought it went one way, he gave me the other. And it was just ridiculous. I mean, it was at least five decisions that just went completely the wrong way. It made no sense at all. So I did feel that we were really hard done by. But yeah, and I also felt that overall we deserved to win that game. Poor goal to give away. Disappointed by that. But yeah, I mean, you know, I was also hoping for at least 6 points from Everton, Southampton and today, so we've only managed four. So, yeah, I'll have to suck that one up, I'm afraid. But, yeah, that's the way it goes.
That's the way it goes. Disappointing result. We played well in parts, especially in the first half, didn't we?
Yeah, second half actually was a bit like our Southampton performance, which on reflection was better than I said at the time. But even so, we sat back too far. I think we thought we had the beating of these people and it was going to be too easy. It wasn't. Leicester are a battling team. They need every point they can get, and they got what they, you know, came for today, probably. Our substitutions, have to talk about that. None of the three subs really worked today. Chardé was off. Josh De Silva was very badly off. And Baptiste went off. So, you know, got...
Came on and went off.
Came on, went off with his two yellows, you know, which is not bad in the space of 30 minutes. Hey-ho, but we can't win them all, but we're still on an unbeaten run.
Still on an unbeaten run. We're all talking about the disappointment today. But we played in the first half, we played some stunning football, I thought. We had the energy, the passing game. Couldn't quite put the ball in the back of the net more than once, but we should have probably been two or three out by that. And if we had been up like that, Leicester would have been buried.
Yeah, I think so. You know, we were very dominant for most of that first half. First 10 minutes especially, I thought we were really, really quick out of the blocks. Couldn't make it count, as you say. And, yeah, second half just sort of faded away a bit, which was disappointing.
At the end of the day, we got the positive, you got a point out of it. You could say an argument when they got their goal, you could see they upped it a level. And we could have lost that last season.
Yeah, quite possibly. To be fair, I thought their goal was... quite well worked, and in the
came
end,
out of nothing, didn't it?
It did. I thought when they had the ball, they were quite effective with it, and you know we just struggled to deal with that really at times. But in the end, I think it's a good point. You know, obviously disappointing, it's not to win, but you can't win them all.
You bees. Tell you something. First time in the new stadium for you. Big Bees fan now. And how was this for you?
It was amazing. I mean, I was saying to my dad, like, when I watch it on a tiny screen, that this makes it worth it. It makes like everything, all the time that I invested it, worth it. It was amazing. My favourite was Raya with the ball. That was the best.
Oh, Raya when he took on the Leicester player once and twice and absolutely took him to pieces.
Yeah.
And they just, you know, it just did ultimate skills and embarrassed the Leicester player. And then put the ball into play. They won't show that on Match of the Day, will they?
I think they will. I hope so. It was the best, for me, the best bit of the match. But yeah, I'm not disappointed by the score because I think that, you know, it's not a loss, it's great. And if, as long as we're the points all right, we're fine. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. And that was amazing. Thank you.
Excellent. Listen. Leicester, you weren't too happy with that second half performance. Were you happy with today's performance?
Oh, you mean about, yeah, do you know what?
That not Leicester, Southampton, you weren't happy with the first half with the performance.
Well, that second half performance was no better, really. But on a team that is slightly more organised, emphasis on the slightly, it really shows up, essentially. Refereeing didn't help. I'm sure I'm not the first person to say that, but we can't blame it on that.
Explain to people, because people that may not have seen the game, what did the referee do?
Darren Bonnet, the fourth official needs to be talking to him. He's made some really poor decisions. I appreciate sometimes you can't see. That is what your other officials are for. That's what the linos are for. But when you're being told you made the wrong thing, you're not listening. That and then big decisions, they're not small decisions. I mean, they got two corners from Matisse that shouldn't have gone their way. I mean, Baptiste, the first one shouldn't have been yellow. The second one should have been a yellow. That was a yellow, I agree. But that results in being sent off. I mean, fortunately enough for us, it's late on enough in the half that it didn't make too much of a big difference. But no, it wasn't good enough, really. I don't think we should have got more than a point out of that game.
Coming back to, like I said, to the positive, the unbeaten run has started again.
Yeah.
And when we are unbeaten, do you see that as a positive in the fact that, you know, we can... It's almost like we had a monkey on our back beforehand, yeah, and we've kind of got rid of that.
Yeah, and we're still undefeated from when we score first, so that is another positive. We haven't lost the game we've scored first in. No, we're still playing well. We're still very hard to break down. Shard has looked good. I think Damsgaard looked better in the first half than he did in the second half. I think he was giving the ball away a lot in the second half. But, I do think we're still in it, aren't we? Still in it, and a draw is a draw. It's a point's better than nothing.
Yeah. UBs. We're back at the Globe and first one, Leicester fan in the house, beat us to the bar. There's quite a few Leicester fans in the house because they know, they've got the knowledge, they know the score. And like I said to you, I saw you a few years ago, was it last year or maybe a few years ago?
It was after the cup tie,
weren't it? When we were still championship fodder and we did that as well. But you're back here again and I forget anything, you were at the pinnacle there and we were still trying to get to your level, but today, if anything, we're the side that probably feel a bit disappointed that we didn't get 3 points, and you must be quite happy with the point.
I'm not so sure really. I thought we might get a late winner actually today, but it wasn't to be.
I mean, talk me through that match. I mean, first half, and I'm not saying this in a sort of disrespectful way, but Brentford pretty much battered Leicester in the first half. We went our way with a 1-0 win. We think that maybe it should have been a bit more, but in the second half, you came back into it, got your goal, and after that, it kind of could have gone either way.
I don't really remember the Leicester keeper making too many saves, though. It wasn't one of those games, was it? There were half chances, I suppose, but there wasn't anything clear-cut that you'd think we should have scored there.
But pressure, couldn't get the ball, skill, energy. It was there from the Brentford, and all it needs is one more goal for Leicester to maybe have defaulted, but it didn't happen.
No, it didn't happen, and did well to come out and get an early equaliser, and we hoped there might be a winner, but there wasn't.
Maddison's obviously not massively popular down at Brentford, as you know, but you must love him.
Well, yeah, he's popular at Leicester, obviously, but he didn't have the rub of the green today, and there were one or two dodgy challenges that went unpunished by the referee, I thought.
Well, I think different people maybe see different things because that referee, I mean, he might as well have had a blue shirt on as far as we're concerned. The amount of decisions that he gave to you was incredible, but that's sometimes how it goes in the game, isn't it?
We're both biased, aren't we? I'll tell you one thing, though. I thought they looked after Tony pretty well, didn't they? The Leicester defence.
Yeah, they did. You know, they did all right. I mean, there's an argument. I think one of the Brentford fans thought that Tony didn't put himself about as much as he would have done, because he didn't want to get injured, because obviously he's got his England call up and they're not going to call him up without playing him this time. So I think in the back of his mind he's thinking, I don't want to get injured in this game, and I think that's probably fair enough.
He's got quite a lot on his mind, doesn't he, really?
But as you know, if you know Ivan Toney like we do, it doesn't seem to bother him. The rest of the season, are you concerned, or do you think, listen, everything's all right?
Well, you know, as Leicester fans, we've been up and down more times than most anyway, so I expect them to survive.
I mean,
they've got enough quality. I mean, the boy who scored today, Barnes, I mean, he's a good player.
I mean, there's,
when he scores, we tend not to lose, you know.
Yeah. I mean, you've got obviously Leeds won today, but then you've got, you know, you've got your Bournemouths, you've got your Evertons, you've got these other teams who are in the mire, and you know they're not picking up many points, are they?
You keep getting told that Everton and West Ham are just too good to go down, but
what does that mean?
Exactly, it wouldn't bother me if one of them did, you know.
We'll see. All right, anyways, safe trip back.
Thank you.
Leicester fan in the house. We're still in the Globe here today. Like I said to you, populated. Listen, home fans and away fans in the same joint. Enjoy the match. Go back. Have a few pints. Talk about... We've been talking about all sorts of stuff off air here. We've been talking about Qatar. We've got Iger Anderson, who's going to probably pop on the podcast in a little bit. He's been talking about stuff. He's writing his memoirs at the moment now. I've been chatting the usual grassroots football, because the Panthers, our second team, just got promoted today as well. So we've just come down from Ealing Trailfinders. 2-0 down at half-time. I'm here with Parfy as well. 2-0 down at half-time, and then 3 goals in the second half, 3-2. So we've actually secured ourselves promotion to the top division in our first season. So the Panthers are happy. So we'll be talking about all sorts here, as you do as football fans. And just coming back to the game, I mean, I thought, like I said to you, game of two halves. Brentford should have been out of sight in the first half. Not necessarily loads of chances, but still played some great football. Then the second half, it deteriorated a bit, the game. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you, really. I mean, at the first 20 minutes, Brentford were all over us, and Leicester were too passive. And probably Brentford should have been at least 2-0 up. I felt the Brentford goal was probably a goalkeeping error, and I've not seen it back. But then, after about half an hour, Leicester seemed to get a bit closer to the game. And a bit closer to Brentford. Then the game got a bit scrappy, and that's probably how we scored our goal. Barnes is always the difference. Barnes' goal record this year is really good. I think that must be about 9th or 10th now. But Barnes is the difference for us. He does pop up with goals. He can beat players, and he's really good when he's in that sort of final sort of quarter of the box, really, as well. So in the end, yeah, I felt we did enough to get a point. Brentford probably should have made the first 20 minutes count a bit more. But no, I really enjoyed the game. And the stadium as well. And the stadium's really, really nice. I think they've done a really good job in keeping the locality of it, and I guess the acoustics as well. With the sort of the V in the and the V's in the stand. And what I enjoyed about the ground is they've not filled the corners in. It's 4 distinct stands as well. So, no, I've really enjoyed the game and really enjoyed the visit.
More Leicester fans. Listen, Leicester fans all they've done the Spanish takeover, haven't they? Now, Leicester fans here in the house as well. Steve, and I've got to say this as well. I met Steve in Manaus in Brazil, World Cup 2014. And it's one of them things as well, if you follow England, a lot of people don't kind of understand the mentality of following England. It's not the same as club football. It's kind of like, what you do is that you end up kind of just going to matches and bumping into people that you see at every tournament, like, you know what I'm saying? Or you might go to an away game and you see them, you bump into them, have a little beer with them and have a little bit of a laugh. I bumped into Steve at Manaus in the jungle. We had a little night out in a really strange bar. And then I met him a couple of weeks, about a week or so later, in the favelas. The favela in Sao Paulo. We went into the favelas, we went there, we watched a football match, we hung out with the people in the favelas, and that was it. And since then, we're in contact, and we come down, and obviously when the Bees play Leicester, which we have done quite a lot in the last few years, we do the little hangout. And I have to say this, and I'm not saying this in a disrespectful way, but every single time that we played Leicester in previous years, Leicester have always been, not in the ascendancy, but they have always been the senior team in the relationship. But this year, I'm going to argue to say that we were actually the senior team in the relationship, and we've gone away with this game disappointed with a point. And I'd say that Leicester are coming away quite happy with a point against the mighty, mighty Bees.
I couldn't agree more. And it's a pleasure to be on the podcast, but the journey that Billy and I have been on since 2014, when Leicester just got promoted, I won't mention what Nigel Pearson was doing with his son that summer, but the journey we've been on as a club since then has been fantastic, and we've been on the wave up for a while, and everything that goes up goes down. And we know that we're in a situation at the moment where we're looking over our shoulders at big clubs that have gone through the trapdoor and stayed down there, and we're looking at that, whereas clubs like Brentford and Brighton on the ascendancy. So today we came to the game, for me, we needed a point. First half, it was absolute journey for Brentford. Brentford looked on top throughout, and the goals come in. So for us, we just needed to stay in the game, and we would have our phase, and we did. I think second half we looked brighter, and we came out of the game positive with a point. Last time I was here, I felt we were the bigger team, and we always should be, and we'd be there. But at the moment, Brentford on the way up, and the Fox on the way down.
Struggling with your words, this team. Struggling with the words, but let me help you with that. But now this is all good. But listen again. The thing about it is that football people, if like, you know, and this is the thing that I like about when you go to places like Leicester, you go to places like Forest now, even Forest fans can get a little bit, but I think they've been tapped back a little bit. You go to places like that, even Wolves as well, because they've been tapped back, because they know their place and everything like that. We sit down and you can talk with real football people who sit down and watch matches, and you know what the reality is, you know what I'm saying? You've been through the ups and you've been through the downs, and at the end of the day, like I said to you, Steve, he's been everywhere. Been everywhere around the world, literally every country. If you ask him, what country have you been to Yemen? He'd probably say no, because I'm going there next week. Because you are, aren't you?
Yeah, so I've got a little trip next week to Turkey, Azerbaijan, Yemen, UAE, Singapore, Malaysia, a few other places. But that's what travel is like, football. You just new experiences, meet new people. And that's why you end up in a pub in West London drinking nice local West London beer. So it's a pleasure to be here.
That's right. And so, but the point I was trying to make is that as football fans, you are level-headed, and you can see the both sides of things as well. And, you know, at the end of the day, listen, we're on the up at the moment now. And like I said to you, we're not resting on any laurels. Rugby, the rugby's on at the moment now, and we're desperately trying hard to ignore what's going on the big screen. But we're not going to rest on our laurels as well, because we know that, you know, as things go up, things can come down as well. And with Leicester, I think as well, it's interesting listening to their fans. They know that at some stage, things may kind of bottom out for them a little bit, and then they're going to have to come back and regroup, as they say. But, I mean, coming back to the game, and I know you've given a summary of that game. I mean, talking about Brentford in itself, just quickly, because you've obviously seen our rise, because we've played you quite a few times. We've played you, you know, twice in the Championship before, in the FA Cup, before we actually got to here. And it's really weird, because we never, you know, we didn't quite think that we were going to be at this stage at the time. So seeing the difference Brentford in them days to now.
So I've seen Brentford a few times recently in the last few years, and that journey's been quite impressive. I remember I came to Brentford Leeds in the maybe 2019-2020 with Billy, and there was a lot of effort, opportunity, but a little bit of quality missing. And the talent that's in the team now, take Ivan Toney out of it, we know is a star player and deservedly got his space in England squads. There's a lot of players there that are not household names, and frankly are not recognisable in big, you know, not got the wage packets that probably other people have. But the unity and the cohesive team they've got, that for me shows a well-oiled machine. And that's confident. The confidence that Brentford had the first half, particularly today, and I've seen that throughout the season, they look like they have the opportunity and excitement to move to the next level. But with lots of players that will...
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. We understand that the journey as a supporter isn't always smooth sailing, but rest assured, you're not alone. There's a vast network of fellow fans who share your passion and may be experiencing similar challenges. Honesty is key in any relationship. If your friend asks you how you are feeling, tell them, honestly. If you're going through a difficult time, let them know. Opening up about how you are feeling can really make a difference. After all, they are your mates for a reason. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Come into the club from unknown, not household names, but moved in and together they're moving in the right direction.
Yeah, now we're here. Like I said to you, that's the props for the Brentford way, as they call it. Tell you something, I'm gonna see if I can find the Aja Anderson. Oh, he's in the corner there talking to club shop, and I don't know if they're trying to work out some runnings. Aja, yeah, let's get the man over here. Like, Aja, come over here in a second, little Aja. Oh no, look at him. Yeah, he's hugging up the club shop and in the house here. Aja Anderson, for our new listeners, is here because we've got the American posse and all the people that starting to follow us in the last year or two. Aja Anderson is a Brentford hero, a Brentford legend that played for us all the way through the 90s and in the 2000s as well. He's in the team that won the league in the fourth division. It was the Ron Nodes team, and Ron Nodes bought our team and he managed our team, and he spent up a whole heap of money, bought Herman Hreiðarsson for a whole heap of money that year as well. Remember, Herman Hreiðarsson, the fourth division, how could we have afforded buying him and all them people? But we've got Aja Anderson is in the place. Aja, listen, this is the Pride of Besotted, Pride of West London podcast, so
absolutely,
as we call it, Pride of West dot London. And Aja, listen, nice to see you down at New Griffin Park, as we call it today as well. Did you enjoy your day out?
Fantastic. It was great to see the fans, see old faces, new faces, see you guys. And obviously to see the extension of the progression of the club and where they are at the moment in the league. And I feel with a fair result, 1-1. Good result.
Fair result. I mean, the thing is, you played for Brentford back in the 90s. As we said, you won the league with us. We had a wicked team that year. Lloyd Owusu up front, Herman Hreiðarsson at the back. We had Paul Evans in the middle. Marcus.
Of Taylor. I mean, these are the things I love sharing with them. You guys and Bill. You know the whole journey. You've been there for years. You've seen the club through, the dark ages to now the good times and, the actual fantasy. Just to share the moments of those times, the togetherness, they were just phenomenal.
Yeah.
Couldn't beat that spirit. Obviously, financially, the club were in a different situation. But the players that we had, Bob Taylor, who scored the goal for Man City, gets him in the Premiership. Marcus Spence goes to multiple different Premiership sides. Go to Palace, go to Everton, go to Leicester. We've got Carlos Saba, go to Sheffield United. Great players. Great player that could have graced many Premiership clubs as well, Carlos Saba. Martin Granger was obviously the left back at the time when I came out in the early years. Paul Abrahams, Nicky Foster, Gus Erdl, right back, Carl Hutchins.
Hutchie, man.
Massive, Hutchie, the man of talent, and Craig Ravenscroft, players like that, Joel Mogi. The club was blessed with so many talents,
Even Steve Sidwell was in there at some stage as well, didn't it?
Stevie Sidwell came on loan from Arsenal.
Right.
And he was with us for a season, and in that season he...
We should have gone up.
I know. I mean, we always seem to be knocking on the door. I mean, that season there where we had Sidwell came on loan, Ben Burgess came as well. They both contributed massively to that season, and it was just an absolute blessing to see these young lads come in.
And that was 2002, when we lost to Reading last game of the season. If we drew to them, we would have gone up, and we'd have gone up and got promoted, but if I remember rightly, but they scored a goal. Cureton. No, it's an equaliser. Yeah, we were winning 1-0, and we were up, mate.
We started off flying. I've gone down the left, give myself a pat on the back. It's crossed for Ben Burgess. He heads it, the goalie saves it. 5 minutes, 10 minutes down the line, apart in that game, we've got a ball go down on the wide right. And Lloydie's beat the defender to it, flicked it to Martin. Martin's gone, then he'd gone to the bar line and cut it back for Lloyd. Lloyd's gone down and cut it back for Martin Rowland, so he's made us 1-0 up. Now remember, we only need to win that game. They need to draw. And it was always neck and neck. It was tight in that season, but we...
It went
right to the wire. And all of a sudden, for some reason, we had chances in that game as well, and we should have really gone ahead and really closed the game up. But they've come into the game. I think a last move that they've had was when Mike Butler put Jamie Crichton through. Jamie Crichton's done a run across the centre halves, and he kind of got at least a yard on Darren Powell and the goalie and flicks it over. And obviously you see me trying to scramble and get it off the line. That there just killed me, mate. Killed me. Yeah,
killed us all.
And we, obviously we got to the playoffs, even though we finished third that season.
Yeah.
And we got to the playoffs and we beat played the sixth place team, Stoke. Yeah. And they beat us in the playoff final. Not only beat us, they crucified us in the playoff final as well.
I mean, even that one was like, I was so pumped for that game. I think we all were pumped for that game, but you know, admittedly you had a few players that, you know, that didn't turn up, or they had an off day at the office. Or maybe the occasion might have got to them, but again, we got there, Stoke have turned up and they battered us. You know, I think the first 15 minutes we actually done well. We actually done well. We could have been one or two goals up, but then again, they've rolled their luck and they've come into the game, they've grown into the game, and then in the end they've controlled the game. And again, it proves that we hit a brick wall and we lost at the final hurdle, and that was the second one.
So Brentford as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So Brentford.
Yeah.
So coming back to today's game,
yeah,
again, and ignore the rugby in the background because at the moment they've been doing their rugby business.
Yeah.
Today's game, I mean, like, we're talking about, this is newbies now.
Yeah.
We're talking about the newbies business. And tell me about today and the team and, you know, what you're seeing out there and maybe the difference than you've seen even over the past few years.
Do you know what? I was speaking to Dave the other day, Dave Lane just now, and the point I had to make to him was the actual freedom, the way they play is so beautiful. This team is blessed with so much talent. You know, you got obviously Rico left back, you know, Ivan up top, you know, everyone just seems relaxed playing with the ball. You know, the ball only goes long if it really has to. That's your last option. You know, and actually watching the actual transition of where Griffin Park is and now the G-Tech Stadium, and looking at the whole development, the players, how they play with each other, you know, how they've got the confidence to give the ball to each other, entire area, the fans, you know, the togetherness and everything like that. It's amazing, man. It's amazing.
What are you, you know, were you giving your right hand to play in a team like this?
That's what I was saying to Dave Lane. There's some slight envy there. Stop smiling at me. There is some envy because, like, I'd love to just, you know what I mean? Like, you playing in that atmosphere and being allowed to express yourself and feel no way, you know? And feel no way. Of course I envy that.
And just coming back to, I mean, this season, they're talking about European tour. Realistically, how do you think the Bees will do?
You know what? Honestly, you know, the guys have got nothing to fear. And I've always said that. For me as a person, the way I play football, show no respect to any top team. I think the team can go really far and they can achieve that. They definitely can achieve that. I think realistically, though, if you look at the plan, I think this would have been at least a year or two away from where they are now. So why not go for it? Why not go for it? And obviously, if they do achieve it, all good. All good.
Aija, we'll catch up with you again very soon.
Love you, Billy, man. Top man, thank you.
You Bees.
Come on, you Bees!
Yeah, we still got Bees in the house, and I'm throwing my money all over the place, you know what I'm saying? Brentford win,
drinks on Bill.
And all of a sudden, the money's all over the floor, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's all good. Listen, it's all right. You know, if you want the money, you can just take it and go to wherever and spend it. But just coming back to that game, you walked out of there, mate, you were disappointed.
I think I was disappointed, to be fair. After starting so well, first 10, 15 minutes, I thought we seemed to be on the ball, sort of creating chances, moving the ball pretty quickly. The first half went pretty fast. We got the goal, deflected shot, I think, from Jensen. I did feel that we was really pushing for a second at that point. But when it got to the second half, I thought we could build on that and push on from that. But we sort of seemed to go the other way. Leicester, they undoubtedly got some good players. There's no doubt about that. and I found that those players really kicked on in the second half for them. And they really made an impact. I hate to say his name, Madison, but he did cause us a few problems. Harvey Barnes down there on the left-hand side, he was causing us all sorts of problems as well. But I thought, to be honest, it was 3 points drop today, because from the first half performance, I thought they were there for the taking. Saying that, there was a couple of players, Brentford players, that I thought were a little bit off the boil today. I don't think Tony was 100%.
You think that somebody mentioned off air?
Yeah.
They thought that he was just a bit nervous about getting injured for his England trip.
Well, there's a possibility of that, but that's not really professional, is it? To be fair, if that is the case, I hope that he didn't, and I just hope it was just an off game. But there was other players there that weren't 100%. I thought Norgaard got a booking at the wrong time. You know, most of the game on a yellow card didn't really do him any favours, so he wasn't allowed to really put himself about like he normally does. Me was outstanding again. That guy is on another level, and I'm so glad that he signed for us when he did, because he makes a huge difference. Absolutely, he's a presence as well. Rico, again, the guy's class, and he'll remain class. But yeah, I just thought Brian was slightly off it again today. He was trying bits and pieces. It wasn't that final ball, that final touch just let him down. But I suppose looking outside at the game, a 1-1 is probably a fair result. But I was hoping for a little bit more.
So listen, old school bees in the house will remember before lockdown, we used to have a man on this podcast on the regs. He was on here every week. He was on there on the regs. And then he disappeared. I had no idea what happened to him. He disappeared off the face of the earth. But bam, we're in the Globe and he's popped back up here today. The French Bee is in the house. French Bee, you must remember French Bee from back in the days. French Bee, what's going down?
Bonjour. You know, I've been missing Brentford. I've been around for quite a while, but like I had to come to the Globe to track you down for you to see me, yeah. So it's really good.
That's right. So French Bee, the Premier League journey, you were here. I saw Championship days is when I saw you. Even Division 1 days is what you were here. How are you enjoying what's going on at the moment now?
Well, apart from the fact that we've lost our very dear ground, where I really love the community spirit, and that was a bit of a vibe. So we've gone a little bit marketing-y and brandy, but overall, it's an absolute dream of a journey with Brentford. You know, like I remember saying, you know, I don't want to play in the Premiership because, you know, this is all like glitzy, and we are the real kind of community down to the ground, but like, when I see what we've done, when we've achieved, it's beautiful. So very proud, and I'm coming back to more games now, and it's just magic. It's just magic.
And also good to get you back on the podcast. You're a big fan of the podcast, aren't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, you know, I've always believed you guys at the Premiership level from the podcast way before we Brentford could sniff the doors of the Premiership. Yeah, and I've always loved as well, like you brought in your musical skills, and I'm still a big fan of that song. I still play it quite a few times on my iPod, that beautiful song from the Brentford, your generic.
Beautiful. I appreciate it, and I'm blushing here as the French Bee.
You should. You're blending with a Brentford kit. It's beautiful.
That's right.
Beautiful
that's
to
right.
See that.
That's right. So coming on to today's game, the disappointment that is there, but I don't actually feel massively disappointed. I know some people do, but
it was a very bizarre game. I feel like half time before, like, you know, it's in the bag. You know, I'm thinking, you know, another 3 points clear of Fulham. That was quite a nice feeling, thinking it's going to be another day, a walk in the park. And then it became an incredibly frustrating game. You know, like, we couldn't go through the half of the pitch, because we had an amazing advantage. Like, the sun was blinding the opposition. I was like, we must take advantage of that, and they managed to keep us in our half, and nothing really happened. It was very, very frustrating. a bit of a... I didn't really see very well what happened, like how the goal was conceded, like with Damsgaard or whatever, but I'm not going to blame him because, you know, I think he's starting to come and flourish, and I think he's gonna be really good for us. So, yeah, a bit of a frustrating second half, but overall, you know, pretty satisfied. What I'm celebrating today is we got 42 points, which means we are safe. So today, champagne. Brentford is safe for a third season in Premiership. So that's what we should celebrate today. It's beautiful.
Definitely. In French Bee, of course, in the Champagne region, bringing exactly. The champagne over.
Fantastic.
For all other bees. And and let's clink your glasses to that one as well.
Exactly. Come on, you bees.
You bees. Oh. Characters in the house, as you know, we've got our little American posse in the house here as well. We've got Brent Ford as well. Apparently his name is Brent Ford. Is that right?
More or less, yeah. Brent, yeah.
And listen, and come up to us as well. Like I said, you've come down the globe, as you do, because you know this is the place that we all drink.
Yeah.
You've flown over. Where you got flown over from?
We are flying over from North Carolina.
Oh, you're the North Carolina man.
Yeah.
I've been trying to track you down.
Really?
Because you go and see the Raptors, the ice hockey team, didn't you?
No, that's not me. Oh, yeah, okay. Sorry. Okay. This is Will. He's our...
Hey, how's it going?
Will. Sorry.
We're all big listeners.
So you're big listeners. So yeah. And obviously you come over here. How do you enjoy today?
Oh, amazing. We are amazing game day experience. We were in Southampton on Wednesday. Yeah. It was great to see two games while we're over here because we're only here 6 days.
Oh yeah.
So just amazing. Amazing day today.
How did you discover Brentford?
Well, this is a story here. So actually, like, I lived up in the Stoke area for 6 months. And Stoke came down, and then I started watching Stoke in the championship. And I know. But very quickly, I started, you know, appreciating Brentford, and I watched them for a whole season. This is a season before you all managed to come up.
Yeah, look.
And so I told my friend Brent, I said, hey, Brent, there's a Brentford, and we got to start watching them because they're really playing well in the championship. They're going to come up. And so we started watching in the championship, and like, so that's kind of hard to do in the U.S. actually. And so we watched you all through that season, watched that not work out in the playoffs, and cheered you all through the next season, and were psyched when you guys went up. Yeah, so that's how it all started.
So the first time in the new stadium, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
And again, the team, because the team obviously from last season to this season has just moved up a couple of levels, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And the thing that's really amazing is how a lot of it is the same team. I mean, the same team. It's, you know, unlike like a Nottingham Forest or unlike, you know, another team that brings in a lot of players, that the players that were there from the beginning have really, really stepped up and developed and have become these players that not only hold their own, but they can go toe-to-toe with just about anybody in the entire league.
And also, I'm going to have to say this as well, because you're North Carolina, I'm a Charlotte FC fan. So Charlotte FC, I'm going to be there in the summer as well, so I'm going to look you up. I'm 100% going to be there. So I'm going to reach out to you. I normally have my Charlotte, like my Charlotte top on, today, but I did wear it at the Southampton game as well. They haven't had a great start to the season, 3-0 as they say, so they've lost all for their first three games, but they did have a tragedy at the start of the season, as they know as well. Right. Anton, who I met last April as well, Anton Walks, who unfortunately was killed in a jet ski accident when they went to a pre-season training down in Miami as well, and that was a really sad tragedy. Yeah. So the team hasn't recovered from that as well, but as we said to you, you can share in my Brentfordness, I'm going to share in your Charlotte FC. That's right. So I'll see you down there soon. So listen, thanks for coming down, characters, and we shall catch up with you soon. But you bees.
Yeah, you bees. Come up on, the you bees.
Laney in the place, and you know, slight disappointment, as I've said to everybody else. But to be honest with you, I don't feel that disappointed, because what's happened is this has kind of become like a sort of a. Just a day out, which is what we like in the football, you know. Beforehand, a bit of pub action. I didn't quite make the pub, like I said to you, because I was at my game, Barnet Panthers game, a bit earlier, but I know a lot of people did make it in the pub, even though it's train strike day. We've come in after the pub, and there's quite a few Leicester fans in the pub who have been really civil and nice and talked to us about the game, which is what we like. We like to talk to the opposition and sit down and have a beer and talk about, you know, their troubles, our troubles, the positives and everything like that. So we've had that. We've seen some old faces come in here, Ida Anderson, the French Bee, and other people as well. So it's almost like being a bit more of an sort of old school football complete day. It would have been perfect if we got the 3 points, but we only got a point. But I ain't sweating about that. Oh, Sonship as well. We got the Sonship as well, who was in the house, the incredible producer with his family as well. So it wasn't only himself, but his family as well, who absolutely loved it. His daughter spoke on the podcast a bit earlier. So like I said to you, seeing all these old faces coming down there and enjoying Brentford, for me, made it a really positive day.
100%, mate. It felt like Brentford hadn't changed. We're doing the same things, and with some really lovely, interesting people, some really creative people, and we're in the Premier League. And it's never a humiliating, or it's never a disappointment to draw with Leicester. It's got some incredible players still. They're hugely underachieving. They'd all be really disappointed that they are still in the relegation mix. But I thought we started the game really well. I'm not going to go through the game. It's probably already been said. But really, you know, I think that we have to take a huge amount of credit for the way we approached the game. We went out there and we imposed Brentford's style of play on the game to start with. Yeah, it fell off a little bit. Things didn't quite work out as well as we hoped. We'd all expect we would have hoped for a win today, and it would have rounded it off. But you know, we've won two, lost one, and drawn one out of the last four games since the last little break. 7 points. I think that's a really good haul. And you know, I'm looking forward to a couple of weeks off and come back for the Brighton match, and we could start all over again. But you know, we're on the same amount of points now as Liverpool, Brighton, and then there's us. We're, you know, joint sixth, as it were, and I think that is just a remarkable position to be in. And then we've got the home straight to look forward to. We're safe. We're loving being Brentford fans, and it was a decent day out, Bill.
Decent day out, like I said to you. And look, we're looking forward as well watching Ivan Toney, because I believe that he will come on and he will come and play against the Ukraine on Sunday week as well. So very much looking forward to that. You know, Laney will be coming down, and I'm sure lots of Bees fans will be down there. So very proud moment for us Bees fans, actually seeing a Brentford player walking out in a Brentford shirt. But this is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to write us a review. Don't forget to buy us a beer. Besotted.com /beer.
Yes, beer. Thank you.
That's right as well. Don't forget, Besotted Global is our little social media platform. But other than that, like I said to you, international week. Have a nice little chill. We might put a little podcast out, or we might not. Just check us out on that one as well. Other than that, like I said, we've got a point. We're still doing very well.
Come on,
you bees. That was a bit rubbish, wasn't it? Come on, you bees.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. We understand that the journey as a supporter isn't always smooth sailing, but rest assured, you're not alone. There's a vast network of fellow fans who share your passion and may be experiencing similar challenges. Honesty is key in any relationship. If your friend asks you how you are feeling, tell them honestly. If you're going through a difficult time, let them know. Opening up about how you are feeling can really make a difference. After all, they are your mates for a reason. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.